Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm in Rotorua waiting for the Northland versus Otago game here. Just waiting for the gates to open. I've driven down for the game. I'll also be at Waikato versus Taranaki tomorrow afternoon in Tauranga as well. So do look out for post-match interviews and coverage from all of that sort of stuff on the old Facebook page. And obviously we'll be talking about it here on the podcast as well. This is a special lockdown beers kind of or catch up day show where I'll just run through some of the news today, because I couldn't do the show because I was driving at the time. So Inari is the second person who has been announced as signing for Moana Pacifica. So they've now got themselves a half back pairing with Super Rugby experience Inari, previously at the Crusaders, and been replaced by Triple T down there. And so he is heading up to Auckland, and I think that's a good move for him. Getting more game time will be definitely good for him. And also, let's be honest, the logjam for All Blacks number 9 jersey is pretty tough. So good luck to him there alongside Christian Leofano. A good start, a good couple of players announced for Moana Pacifica. I know I've seen some real negative comments suggesting that it's Christian Leofano wasn't a good look, and if that's a marquee signing, they're in trouble. Look, I don't agree with that. Sure, he's not a current international, but we know that nearly all the players will be coming from the Australia, New Zealand region. They're not going to be bringing back many players from Europe. We heard that from the Fijian Drua, and I couldn't expect it to be different for Moana Pacifica. You've got to think, who is available? And if you compare that to, say, some of the Australian franchises, look, he is definitely he's definitely a Super Rugby level fly half. So, yeah, I think that criticism was a bit over the top on that one. Some other news, Mattielli has signed for the Western Force for 2 years. The Canterbury and former Crusader winger. Not a surprise there that look, he has kind of fallen down the pecking order with injuries and stuff at the Crusaders. From memory, it was an injury to him that allowed Sergio Reiss to come in as injury replacement. So, look, and obviously Sergio Reiss gone away to the All Blacks. So, yeah, Mattielli off to the Western Force. Not a bad place to go. And play your rugby. He'll be back again for the NPC next season with Canterbury. We're increasingly seeing that a number of the Super Rugby players from Australia coming and playing in the NPC, as there's no real rugby for them to play in Australia during this time. So if you're not an international, you've got basically 6 months of no rugby. So where do you go and play? And here is obviously a good place where you can get high quality rugby, improve your game. Not much money, but look, you're improving your game and investing in yourself in that kind of way. So, good move by him on that one. Interestingly, to see the Bay of Plenty lineup that they announced for their non-competitive or non-points game against Tasman, an awful lot of debutants there, two in the starting 15 and another sort of four or five off the bench. So, yes, not full strength teams, but then again, injuries, a bit of a problem for that Bay of Plenty team. But as I've said a number of times now on shows, it's going to be interesting to see how teams use those non-points games through this kind of period. So those are the major news points. I know there's one I've forgotten about, but I'm trying to think if I can have a quick look. Oh yes, Mar Nonu playing for East Coast. We also mentioned on the other show the other night that that Gear is also playing as well. But he said the only reason that he's playing is because that Nonu said that he had to get himself, he had to play as well. So Gear's hoping not to have to take to the pitch. But they're up against Buller, who also have never won a game. And look, it's a long, long time. It's like 8 years since East Coast have won a game. So good luck to them this weekend. And look, the interest that's that we brought and the coverage we brought to the game by having someone like Nonu playing has got to be cracking for that for Heartland Rugby. Let's be honest. So there you go. That's caught up on the kind of news items today. I'll try and put in a little special lockdown beers and rugby chat tomorrow as well, just to catch you up on the news. Looks like the gates should be opening right now, so I'm going to head into Rotorua International Stadium. Hope you're all having a safe and time. Please stick to the rules. Don't forget to get yourself vaccinated, and we'll be back with the full shows on Monday, because on Saturday and Sunday there are games at 5 o'clock going on, and obviously we'd rather watch games than talk about rugby, because that gives us something to talk about. So have a safe and a good weekend, and I'll catch you all on the other side.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.